A Utah National Guard soldier has died in Afghanistan after entering a booby-trapped building that exploded. Aaron Butler's father, Randy, said in a statement Thursday that the other 11 members of his team were wounded in the battle with Islamic State militants. Bill Boyle is a spokesman for the family in Monticello. He says Aaron Butler was a state champion wrestler through high school and a favorite son of the whole community.
His father just told me a few hours ago, he said that Aaron lived 70 years in his 27 years. He was full of life and full of energy and enthusiasm and discipline and was really a remarkable, remarkable man.
His family said Aaron Butler personified the Army ideals of loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. He completed Special Forces training last year. He was a week shy of his 28th birthday. Judy Face, KUER News.